What we know is I've been in contact with the police, and this man was shot in both legs at around 11:30 last night. Three masked men made their way into this man's home and assaulted him and shot him in both legs. Thankfully, the man is not in a serious condition. He is stable in hospital, but this could have been a worse attack.
And this follows a weekend of different incidents, including a security alert on Sunday evening. It's worrying that this seems to be a trend this weekend alone.
Yes, indeed. Now, the Gaelic community is a community that is looking to the future. We have many festivals and other things planned for over the summer months. But as you say, over the weekend, we had the suspect device in Gaelic. The week before, we had a viable device actually left at a home in Cornshell Fields in the area. So we are worried that there has been an upsurge in this type of activity.
And what would you say to the people who are carrying out this type of activity?
Well, I would ask them to, first of all, come forward and explain your actions to the community. Explain the rationale to the community as to why you're doing this. The community are very angry this morning. They are very angry over the last few days over the activity in the area. They don't want to see this. This community is one that is looking to the future, and it does not want or need this type of activity.
Indeed, it is the community that is suffering if they are evacuated from their homes or they feel unsafe on the streets.
It is. On Sunday night, we had around 20 homes evacuated, and the week before that, we had about 6 or 7 homes that were evacuated overnight. So it is a massive disruption to the people in the area, and we do not want to see this continue.